So, this is a funny little thing that I do. Check out things online from time to time. Thought I'd share you some thoughts. This first one is pretty wild, right? So I've always sort of said, like, if people don't ever work with their hands, I don't trust what they have to say about philosophy because they live in a world of words and spells and magic and nonsense. So, yeah, just look at this, right? This is like somebody's Monday. Malton Manley. I mean, that's amazing. I'm not even entirely sure what they're doing, but it's very cool. So, I mean, I've never done anything quite that intense, but I certainly did work with flamethrowers when I was working up north to get through the permafrost and stuff like that. So yeah, standing in the ice at minus 25 degrees, flamethrowering down at my feet was pretty cool. So this is a woman talking about what it's like to be an attractive woman.
Free, and I'm just going to give it to every. Sorry. I mean, I'm as old as I am. As old as I am, I could walk into a bar and get laid tonight without setting up a date, without anything.
That doesn't matter.
So yes, it does.
What I'm saying is it's easy to do, all right? For men to walk into a bar and get laid, they have to be accomplished. They have to have...
So you're making an excuse.
They have to be fit. Yes.
That's not an excuse. That's the fact.
They have to have something to offer.
I think that's an excuse.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm not even that good looking, and I can just walk into a bar and just get laid.
That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of a basic truism. And, you know, one of the things that's kind of tragic about a sort of modern world is that men are looking for sex, which means they're looking for mere physical markers of fertility. They're not looking for quality. They're not looking for like if you go into a relationship looking for the mother for your children, that's a whole different situation than just looking for a hole to climax in, right? So they say, oh, women just have to be attractive, but men have to be accomplished. It's like, well, that's because men are looking for the mothers for their children. If they're looking for great wives, great companions, great friends, great mothers, then, yeah, the women have to have something to offer other than, you know, TNA. But, yeah, it's really quite tragic.
So what I'm trying to say is that our society doesn't reward you for doing what's easy. See, women don't even have the capacity to really protect themselves. So when women go out, they don't realize, okay, I'm born with this value. I have the world at my hands. But instead, I'm going to go be free, and I'm just going to give it to everybody. And like, and just basically diminish my own value by the time that I'm old enough to realize what I'm worth.
Facts.
I've already given it all. I mean, I'm as old as I am.
Just very, very smart woman. I mean, here's the funny thing, right? So she's talking about realizing your own personal value, but she's in as low cut a top as you could possibly have without literally spilling tit tsunami on the table. So this, I mean, good Lord, how cute is this, right? This is a rare brown fluffy penguin, and some of these things I just show my daughter, but I just thought this is like absolutely as adorable as nature could be. So I thought that's very cute. What else have we got here? Yeah, the COVID-19 cover-up. It's a very good article from the Epoch Times, which is well worth subscribing to, in my humble opinion. A basic argument is that if health officials had known that this was or had strongly suspected that this was a man-made virus, then they would have recognized that, you know, the furin cleavage site, which makes it so infectious to human beings, that social distancing and masking and so on, I wouldn't have done anything. Like, they would have recognized that this thing was too virulent and too well engineered to infect human beings. So masking, social distancing, contact tracing, stay at home, lockdowns, basically, when something's that well adapted to infecting human beings, the tragic thing is you just have to kind of let it rage through the population and do its thing. And it was a very, very good article. I'd recommend it. All right. This is very interesting. Children in front of the world's largest log cabin in Portland, Oregon. It was built in 1905 and later burnt down in 1964. So, like, I'm so curious about everything on this planet. It's like, who built it? And why? And how did it burn down? And did they try and resurrect it? Did they try to save it? I mean, look at the size of that beast of a cabin. I just think that's very neat. All right. This is true for new stuff, right? New houses. Please don't hurt me. Old houses. Try that again, and I'll break your other hand as well. You can see this with... I have a line in my novel the present about an immortal 1980s fridge, you know? All right. This is interesting, right? Just as female teachers see our public school system as a rape smorgasbord for boys, and of course this is not all, obviously, right? Female prison guards, female counselors, female probation officers, and female social workers see our juvenile detention system as their own private brothel for raping boys. And again, right? So female officers commit 95% of all sexual assaults in youth detention facilities, right? As I said, for a billion years, talking about female evil is really, really important. Okay, this is kind of neat. Imagine going into Florida, right? So, yeah, Miami Zoo, flamingos huddled together in the bathroom at Miami Zoo during Hurricane Andrew. I just think that's kind of neat. You go in, of course, you got the straw down there, but you go into a bathroom and that's your companions. I think that's just beyond cute. All right. This is interesting, right? The length of your DNA can stretch from the sun to Pluto and back 17 times. The human body contains about 37 trillion cells with 23 DNA molecules encased within each of them. So if you were to uncoil all of the human cells, the robot would reach up to 34 billion miles. That's just mind-blowing. A Brazilian prisoner spent 5 years digging a tunnel that ended up in the guardroom. Don't! This guy, he's a caricature artist. He's pretty funny. And nice-looking woman, right? But he gets the... I think that's everyone ends up looking like AOC, right? But he's very good at doing these Picasso caricatures of people. She's kind of bland and sleepy looking and kind of crushed between these. That's funny. Being able to laugh at yourself, very important. This guy, I thought originally it was a guy humping an orange. I think it's just a guy carrying an orange, so somebody peeled this way. I think it's very funny. I found this hard to believe. But I did check the comments, which is, you know, not exactly Encyclopedia Britannica, but it does seem to be true. This is about Jane Fonda. In case you're too young to remember, Hanoi Jane Fonda once visited prisoners of war while in Vietnam. These captured Americans secreted notes to her to give to their families. Then, in front of all of them, she turned around and handed the notes to their captors. And that doesn't get you canceled, apparently. This was yesterday. On March 15th, 2020, the Federal Reserve abolished reserve requirements for all depository institutions, enabling banks to lend out 100% of their deposits and guaranteeing risk-free profit. Right. In 1912, Ludwig von Mises, the economist, showed that fractional reserve banking causes price inflation, wealth redistribution, bank runs, and the business cycle. So I thought that was very interesting. So this is quite interesting, lifestyle. This rather sleepy-eyed, solid 7 or 8 pretty girl. So let's just hear her story, and then I'll tell you what I think.
So I did it. I did the dang thing. I moved to Europe from the U.S. about 4 months ago, and the plan was to be here for at least 2 years, maybe more, but now I'm moving back, and here's why. Let's start from the beginning, though. Around 2 years ago, I started living nomadically in vans. I built out my first van in my parents' driveway. Took me about 5 months to convert, and I left my little small hometown with nothing but a dream of discovering myself and learning more about the world. About 6 months after I got on the road, I met my dog Archie. So I did it. I did the dang thing. I moved to Europe from the US about 4 months ago, and the plan was to be here for at least 2 years, maybe more. But now I'm moving back, and here's why. Let's start from the beginning, though. Around 2 years ago, I started living nomadically in vans. I built out my first van in my parents' driveway, took me about 5 months to convert, and I left my little small hometown with nothing but a dream of discovering myself and learning more about the world.
Means being
about
helpless.
6 months after I got on the road, I met my dog Archie, and I met my now boyfriend Dante, and we quickly became a little family of three. Dante and I obviously hit it off, and we started living together in my van shortly after starting dating, and this guy is my ride or die. I love him so much. However, I started to have feelings creep in that I wasn't myself anymore. I kind of lost myself in this relationship. I invested a lot of me into him, and I don't regret that, but I also think I want to value myself a little bit more moving forward. Unfortunately, it took me moving to Europe and abandoning everything I had in the U.S. to realize that I need to rekindle my independence a little bit.
Put on a top.
Get back to myself. So in about 24 hours, I will be on a flight back to the U.S. to build out my third van by myself with my dog Archie. I'm nervous. I'm excited. But I feel so right about this decision. Let's see how it goes.
All right. So, you know, there's the drippy music and so on. Mystery, right? Again, always fascinated by people's finances. How on earth do people live? Well, I guess this woman probably lives. She posts and maybe gets donations or revenue or something like that. But yeah, she's, you know, I mean, okay face, okay hair, nice figure, but just what a tragic life. So, of course, finding herself apparently involves not finding her bathing suit top, right? So a lot of topless stuff, a lot of bikini shots, and so on. So she's getting a lot of affirmation, a lot of praise, a lot of positive responses from what she's doing. And this, you know, when she's, okay, it's not, you and your boyfriend and a dog, that's not a family. A family is, you know, parents and children. Like, if it's just two people married, then you're married, but you're not a family. A family is kids. A family is kids. Pets don't count, boyfriends don't count, and a combination of boyfriends and pets just signals depression, not family. So I thought it was interesting.
However, I started to have feelings creep in
that I wasn't myself anymore. So what this means is that she's used to doing things her own way, having things exactly as she wants it, and compromise is dissolution, right? So if she has to compromise with someone, that means that she's dissolving, that she doesn't exist, and so she can't connect with anyone. It's either his way or her way, but as soon as they try to negotiate both ways, or meet in the middle or something like that, then she dissolves. And then she's just off to find herself and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, meanwhile, the eggs are dropping off like parachuters over D-Day. So, yeah, it's just tragic stuff. Oh, yeah. Look at the oppressed, right? A man begs for his wife's forgiveness inside a divorce court in Chicago in 1948. Begs. It's so funny. Like these pictures, right? This guy in the background, probably nobody even knows who he is anymore, but, you know, he was on his way doing his thing. He bought that tie. He bought that hat. He bought those shoes. He worried about his weight and all of that. And she, you know, so he's just in the background of a picture. It came and went, and now he lives forever on the internet. Just, you could be resurrected like necromancers, like zombies. You resurrect all these people and throw them out on the internet. So, yeah. So oppressed. A woman killed her two children and then herself, which is called family annihilation. And then she's like, aha, this woman, right? More family annihilation without a doubt. Men's violence towards women and children is all connected and all preventable. These poor, poor victims. A woman and two boys found dead at property. Boom. Immediately straight to politics, right? Political. I mean, it's like the same whenever there's a terrorist attack. People are like, is he someone that the left can criticize, or is he someone that the right can criticize? And anyway, so. Today's New York Times statement that the CDC decided to recommend masking toddlers on the advice of a sociologist and Times journalist without qualifications in areas of any actual relevance to masking two-year-olds. It's shameful for CDC, Biden, and New York Times, and Zeynep herself. I mean, yeah, like the social distancing didn't come from some high school guy's project. I mean, science is the new club to beat people over and make them conform, right? It used to be God. It used to be country. These things have largely gone in the West, but at least in public discourse. So now it's just science. It's just a way to tell people to shut up and obey. And it's, of course, that's the opposite of science. I thought this was really neat. A sea eagle photographed with a fully inflated pufferfish in its claws. Man, that pufferfish will not give up. And it looks like it's on its way to play some pretty spiky volleyball. Women feel entitled to sexually assault boys. Almost 50% of boys report having been sexually assaulted by a woman by the age of 18. So, yeah, this is pretty wild. Look at this. You necked him and grabbed his butt, and he's, like, shocked. You can see Justin Bieber shocked.
I feel violated right now.
He's kind of serious, right?
How have you been enjoying the night so far?
Great. I just got to neck Justin Bieber and grab his butt.
I saw that you, like, totally, like, it was, like, a full-on almost makeout session.
A
like,
little cougar scary.
Yeah.
But I took the opportunity in the window, considering I'll never get to do it again, and kind of molested him.
What? Well, we hear that he may be back on the market now. And
Jenny McCarthy.
Available.
Can you imagine how hilarious that would be? That would be the cougar score of the century. Jenny McCarthy dates Justin Bieber.
Would you?
I want some Bieber fever, and I want a Bieber rash.
On it all.
It'd be like cougar rape.
Oh, just hideous. Was that Jim Carrey's girlfriend? I can't remember. Oh, my God, just monstrous. Oh, yeah, so this guy, again, he's really good. I would do it. I would do it. But look at this. How free you are when you don't care as much about your appearance. I mean, you got to have a middle ground, right? Don't want to be obsessed with it, but you don't want to be completely careless.
So there you go.
I think that's, it's like there's a Frasier episode with the giant forehead. I just think this guy's very funny. So this guy does handmade art, which is, this is called Interdependence. It's really neat. I don't know what exactly gets it to go back up again, but yeah, it's very neat. Sorry for the typo from this girl, Crypto Tea. A chocolate bar cost 10 cents in 1971. Thanks to advancements in technology, that chocolate bar should now cost 2 cents, but it does not. Do you know why? Yeah, I remember when I came to Canada in 1977, chocolate bars were 10 cents. And that's pretty wild. People don't understand, like, without money printing, without central banking, without the welfare state, nobody would be poor unless they voluntarily wanted to be. Like, we'd have so much money. I made this case years ago that even if they had kept regulations about the same as they were in post-World War II America, the GDP would have risen like to four times what it currently is, four to five times what it currently is. People would have, like in sort of modern dollars, $250,000, $300,000 a year, and they'd have more than enough to take care of the poor and so on. And there would be no poverty left if we hadn't done all these things. This is the sort of alternate view, right? So I'm sorry for all the butt shots here, but I thought this was quite interesting. So you will hear from some people that the sort of butt culture comes from Latino culture or black culture. And this is very interesting, I think. Again, the pictures are a little gratuitous, but in humans, females generally have more round and voluptuous buttocks caused by estrogen that encourages the body to store fat in the buttocks, hips, and thighs. Testosterone discourages fat storage in these areas. Evolutionary psychologists suggest that rounded buttocks may have evolved as a desirable trait because they provide a visual indication of the woman's youth and fertility. They signal the presence of estrogen and the presence of sufficient fat stores for pregnancy and lactation. The buttocks give an indication of the shape and size of the pelvis, which impacts reproductive capability. Since development and pronunciation of the buttocks begins at menarche and declines with age, full buttocks are also a symbol of youth. Sedentary life led to flatter asses. And so this is the ancient world, right? The erotic beauty of the female buttocks was important to the ancient Greeks, which shows in statues such as Venus, Callipagos, and so on. In the 16th century, women were wearing vertugadin dresses, or the false ass, which emphasizes their buttocks. This was the aesthetic ideal. And in a discourse on feminine beauty, a 16th century author speaks of women who stuffed their behinds to be thereby esteemed and to end up in Nicki Minaj videos. The enhancement of the curves of a woman's loins increased at the end of the 17th century. We then speak of prank, more crudely of raised ass. The petticoat is called a guard ass. The padding is then placed under the skirt. A Mirror of Beauty, several times reissued under Louis XIV, gives this advice. The woman will put on her hips a midsection or hip hop poorly padded. By this means, their body will appear slender, well-formed, and beautiful. In the 60s and 70s, French actress Brigitte Bardot was voted the most desired bum of Europe, and car ads such as the one for AMX Pacer was comparing the rear of the car to the curves of a woman. It died out in fashion because gays control the industry. According to this person, gays compete with women in the sexual market and have an interest in making women reduce their beauty and sexual attractiveness. The same way single aging women encourage their younger friends to cut their hair short. That's interesting, right? I don't know if this is true or not, but it's an interesting argument. Only outliers in the fashion industry are the new bikini models, shown right in the tweet above, which were recruited because they were Instagram celebrities thanks to their male following. Dimorphism and sexual maturity plays a role too. Less sexualized males want less sexualized girls, and vice versa. High E, high estrogen, attracts high T. This can be seen comparatively at national scale and individual scale. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. This seal is is very, very large. I guess a very, very large seal. I just thought, I didn't even know they grew that size. And that ripple effect of them walking is kind of hypnotic. There's something about the Fed here. This is cool. So this is the view. Jupiter from its moon Europa and Saturn from its moon Titan. God, imagine seeing that in the sky every day. It's just amazing, right? Oddly satisfying? Yeah, kind of is, right? So this is how patterns get imprinted in ceramics. Look at that. Just, I don't even, this is some sort of plastic, I assume, some sort of polymer. It goes in there, and then they put in, hand-painted, right? That they put in the leaves and so on. I just think that's kind of neat. Would you do this? I would. It simulates moon gravity. I think that's very neat. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, I would do that. So this simulates the lunar gravity, which is 1/6 that of Earth, and I just think that's really neat. Goats are just hilarious in general. It's like the tiniest laser in the world. This is a station in southwest China's Chongqing. So these are railway trains that run right through a residential building. I'm going to assume, going to go out on a limb here and again assume that the apartments right below those are relatively cheap. But I think that's like Minecraft got entirely wrong. I just think it's very neat. A YouTube star who went viral as a toddler talks about the resentment she feels towards her parents who told her she had to keep making videos so they could maintain their lifestyle. And that's pretty rough. It does get kind of deadly, right? So this is kind of neat, right? So this is a fish that, even after it's been beheaded, is able to bite down and can actually bite through a Coke can. I think that's just wild. Locus of control, the language that you speak is very interesting. So this is somebody who took a test, and the external locus of control means that they blame everything else, right? I did well because the test was easy. I got a good grade because my teacher likes me. I passed because I have good karma. My prayers were answered. I'm so lucky I got an A, right? So that's if you do well. If you do badly, studying won't make a difference. The assignment's way too hard. I can't do it. It's not due for ages. I don't need to start yet. My teacher doesn't like me. I will not score well. I have terrible luck. I know I will fail, right? Really, really important to try and avoid the external locus of control. This is one of the things I don't like about, you know, systemic this and Marxist that, is it puts everything into the external situation. After much study with a scientific background, I'm convinced that diet soda is not as bad for you as internet people say it is. So it says most diet sodas contain 50 to 100 milligrams of aspartame. It's a combination of two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartic acid. Steak contains 10 to 20 times the amount of these things. And yeah, I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I would be keen on diet soda, but I've heard bad things. So let me know what you think. So this is a coconut crab. This is only half size. I guess coconut crab, it goes up and it gets the coconuts from the tree, but it's able to climb. It's just a wild, wild beast. It says here a leg span of more than 3 feet when fully grown. That's just wild. Woke head of risk assessment at Silicon Valley Bank prioritized LGBT initiatives, including organizing a month-long pride campaign before the bank lost billions and collapsed. So, yeah, that's... I don't know. I call me naive, but I kind of liked it when business was about business. All right. Things I've learned about men since working in a male-dominated trade. They don't have it as easy as I thought they did. Being sick doesn't mean anything. You work anyway. Men have feelings too, but they're taught not to show them. I respect my dad 10 times more now for my childhood. They love having their lunch packed, going to work every day and providing, then going home to a house with no peace wears a person down. Very true. Men and women are not the same, and men are important and strong. Yeah, women are important and strong too, just in different ways. I thought it was nice. Really fascinating. This is the guy on the right. Okay, he's got a bit of an oddly shaped cone head, and he's got a kind of stunned look as a whole. You know, this guy is like, yo, hey, that sort of vaguely smoldering, vaguely aggressive look. So the guy on the right, you know, this is like, I don't know if this is him or just someone saying, like, oh, if you want to be attractive, bro, just go to the gym, just shave your head, just take a shower, just grow a beard, go outside and get some sun, just stop giving an F, be confident, be tough, and the P will come crawling to you. And yikes, it looks like Chad's advice was bull. I guess not everyone has a chance. Some guys are just screwed. Why do we keep lying to ugly people and telling them they have a chance? Is it to keep them from snapping and going on shooting sprees? So, yeah, I mean, okay, I think he may have overdone the veins on his arms, but the lighting obviously matters, the background matters, and so on. But, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of an unfortunate, you know, he's just got a cone head. I mean, I would assume that maybe he was laid too much on the back of his head when he was a baby. I don't know exactly what. But, yeah, that guy on the right can't become guy on the left, right? The hair obviously makes a big difference. It's a badly trimmed beard as well. Like, this bottom hanging beard is no good. This guy on the left at least trims his beard and so on. The lighting matters. He looks like a muscular banana with a cone head. And, look, yeah, you can't change the shape of your skull, really. You can't change the shape of your face, but it doesn't mean that you can't be loved, right? I mean, love and looks are only loosely correlated. So the idea that, well, you could just become an alpha and, you know, get all the hot girls, and like, that's not what we should be looking for anyway. Exercise is good. Raise your quality of character and look for somebody who's virtuous. That's the way to do it. A journalist dug into complaints processed by public health officials in Santa Clara County, California, late 2020. His conclusion, we are a society of snitches. Public fear, health mongering, and lockdown policies broke civil society. Yeah. So, some examples. I know two people that traveled to Cowie on Thanksgiving and just got back. Instead of quarantining, they posted on social media eating at a restaurant. I believe that is a violation, said they didn't quarantine. People here doing illegal gambling and no social distance gathering at this address. Cases high, but people don't care. Resident of this address was seen gathering people at 10 p.m. where the group played loud music but not practicing social distancing. There were several people at this location every day, nanny, teacher, children, right? So, yeah, you got to be careful who you hang with and who's around you. As we've turned into a petty snitch society, which is an aspect of sort of socialist escalation. We'll skip this SVV stuff. Okay, this is wild. This one's really wild because I thought this was a dog attack, right? So this guy's just standing here. He's on his phone, oblivious to his surroundings. And look at this dog. Look at this dog. Boom, boom, boom. Sees something, pushes the guy out of the way. Branch falls. Like, that's just amazing. Look at this again. It just blows my mind that the dog is unbelievably helpful. Fantastic. Yeah, size of bank failure since 2000. Some of these circles are not like the others. This one, I think, like most people, I had sort of fantasy when I was younger that birds loved me, animals loved me, and I had pretty good. I had pets, hamsters and rats and all that, but hamsters and mice. So. But yeah, look at this. Bird goes out, bird come back, thinks it's a nest. I don't know. I know that attachment is not exactly a moral evaluation, but it's incredibly sweet nonetheless. You know, like seeing the ducks trail after my daughter when she goes for a walk, especially with their ducklings, it's super cute. Of course, it's easy to think that it's something to do with your personality. I guess it does in terms of you being nice and all of that, but yeah. This I thought was pretty neat. There are 33 million books on Amazon. Only 200 books sell more than 1,000 copies in a single day. Isn't that wild? This is some incredible European starlings. Look at this. Look at this. Listen to this guy.
Gonna give him a kiss.
That's the woman.
Gonna give him a kiss.
That's
gonna
the bird.
Give him a kiss. Gonna give him a kiss. My sweet turd.
My sweet turd bird.
Who's my precious jabby bird?
Who's my precious jabby bird?
Who's my precious jabby bird?
Who's my sweet jabby angel?
Who's my precious?
Who's my sweet jabby angel?
I think that's R2-D2. Can't be thinking of it. Attentiveness is neat. I just think that's really wild. Oh, tragic. This guy was looking for a lost computer that he thought had 7,500 bitcoins. Cost him $2.5 million. And then another $400,000 to recover the data. But it was actually Bitcoin Cash, so he got $930,000. So it's about $1.6 million in debt. I never got around to reading this, but it looks interesting. Vaccination hesitance in the U.S. by education level. That's like that's this meme but with the Jedi and the guy not so smart on the left. So vaccine hesitancy, high school or less high, some college lower, bachelor's lower, master's lower, professional higher, PhD higher. So you can see what education does to your capacity to think for yourself, right? So I would assume that the PhDs are just, you know, obviously super high IQ, and they're just going to analyze things anyway, right? So from two days ago, Silicon Valley Bank is or was not like the others because a prudent bank hedges interest rate risks. SVB did not. And you can look at this chart. Sort of the brown-orange line is the hedging, and you can see SVB has almost nothing, right? All right, let's show you. I'll do a bit of a shorter show, see if you find this interesting. So this is a woman. Let's hear the story of her day.
Guys, I just got back from a Hinge date. Why am I doing this to myself? So we scheduled to go to dinner. We are sitting at the restaurant. Seems very nice. Not a catfish. Things are going well. And the waitress comes over. She wants to take her order. And I said, okay, I'm going to take the branzino.
Don't know what that is.
And he said, I'm going to take the burger. And the waitress asks him, okay, how do you like your burger? He said, how he likes his burger. And do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asks, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said, okay, then never mind. Sitting over there, and I'm like, what the actual fuck? I'm like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat my branzino and see what happens. And he's like, oh my God, you have to pay extra for everything these days. And I'm like, yeah, it's New York City. So I got my branzino, he got his burger, we were eating. And once I was satisfied, I got up and I was like, I'm going to the restroom for a second. And I took my purse and I went to the waitress and I was like, hey, I just want to pay the bill. And I just paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant and I texted him. So I texted him, the check is taken care of. You should have gotten the cheese. And I blocked him.
Right. It's a very, very interesting story. Now, okay, it's not this, maybe it's a little bit this woman's fault, you know, there's this sort of a vocal affectation, but I couldn't do a voice like this for the rest of my life. Like, a woman's voice is actually very important to me because you spend a lot of time in marriage and in a relationship, at least I do, in conversation. And if the woman has a really unpleasant voice, and I found this woman's voice just too high and breathy and kind of cartoony, I don't know if it's an affectation or her actual voice. I suspect affectation. But, yeah, it's a very interesting story. Because you have to, I mean, so a lot of people are ragging on this woman, but I can totally understand where she's coming from. Doesn't mean I'm right or she's right. I'm just saying I can understand where she's coming from. Because she's saying,
and I said, okay, I'm going to take the branzino. And he said, I'm going to take the burger. And the waitress asked him, okay, how do you like your burger? He said, how he likes his burger. And do you want some cheese on your burger?
Right, so he, whoa, that's kind of blurry. So he wants cheese on his burger, and it's $3 extra. Now, guys, look, it's really important that you know how you land for people. So women are in the position, this is how women have evolved, they're in the position of needing resources to pay the bills. A woman's nightmare scenario, not the worst nightmare, but it's fairly significant. A woman's nightmare scenario is she has a guy in her life, her husband, the father of her children, and he's cheap, and she needs things. She needs maybe to replace the washing machine. She needs some new shoes. The kids need braces. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I had a friend when I was younger, call him Bob, and Bob was just, like, notoriously cheap. Bob was the guy who when we would order pizza for Dungeons & Dragons, his contribution to the cost of the pizza was a coupon, which, you know, we had some significant debate about at the time. But we used to make jokes about, you know, when Bob would open his wallet, there'd be this horrible creaking sound, and then like moths would fly out and there'd be a puff of dust because he just, you know, he just didn't want to pay for anything. That's a stingy, I'm afraid of the future kind of mentality. And look, when it comes to spending, don't be a spendthrift. Don't be a cheapskate. It's just in the middle. And when you say to a woman, I don't want to spend $3 for something that I want, she's going to be like, oh, well, when I need something and we're married and I'm dependent upon your income, what's it going to be like for me? So I don't think the way that she handled it was great, but you just don't signal your intense poverty cheapskate mindset right on the first date. I mean, just that's just a bad idea. So, yeah, I would suggest not. I just thought this was really, really cool. Nature is just amazing. I've often thought that, you know, we could have just the most beautiful planet in the known universe, and we could be like the ultimate Disney World of the galaxy if we ever get discovered. Climate breakdown increases violence against women. Climate breakdown increases sexual violence. Climate breakdown displaces more women than men. Climate breakdown increases socioeconomic gender divide. Right. So it's the usual thing, right? Women most affected, right? Women most effective. Yeah, so you want to show off your figure. I guess not everyone, but in particular. But yeah, you want to show off your figure. You want to show off your boobs. And so you'll call yourself activists. I mean, if you want to know what really increases violence against women, it would be the breakdown of the marriage, right? The breakdown of monogamous marriage increases violence against women, particularly against girls, right? Abuse of children and girls is more than 30 times a single mother household than a married household. So, of course, you won't talk about that, right? Masking works, blah, blah, blah. This promotion of people into, like, I think this is a little bit unfair.
Would you?
You know, this is kind of look like putting me in the Nutcracker suite, where I would probably just end up cracking my nuts. This is a show called Whatever. It's around. This is a high IQ guy, and he seems to have gotten not so particularly well-informed women onto his show, and this is kind of just dogging on things. But this is the, you know, everyone's opinion is valid, everyone's got something to say, and it's like, well, that's true for their own personal life, but in terms of abstract principles, probably not so much. So listen to this.
Would you describe yourself as a feminist?
Yes.
Do you believe in gender equality?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so how do you reconcile believing in gender equality, but also holding men to their traditional gender roles of paying for the first date?
Now, of course, if you are honest, you will say, and if she believes in gender equality, but here's my cleavage, right? Whereas the man's got a taste for shirt on. So you would say, well, no, I feel special when a man buys me dinner. And I like the things where I get a benefit, but, you know, other things I can complain about and get a benefit, and that's good. And so, yeah, it's just sort of be honest about it. But she's got to go all word salad because this sort of basic honesty hasn't been taught.
Well, I'm just saying that's my personal view. A woman can, being a feminist is just doing whatever you want to do. And
yeah, so that's a slightly more intelligent woman. You can see this, like, but again, she's not going to debate or argue with this other woman. She's just going to give this look of like, yeah. Being a feminist is just doing whatever you want to do. And of course, there's unfortunately quite a bit of truth in that.
Not being bashed by society for that. And obviously, standing up for, like, women's, like, rights and stuff like that. But when it, I don't know, I just feel like this question's really dense.
My question is, if you believe in gender equality, don't you think you ought to split the bill on the first date?
No, because my main concern with gender equality is through, like, yes, in society, like, fixing that and through, like, the system. But, yeah, I don't. Oh, my God.
Would you describe yourself as a feminist?
And again, this is I feel sorry for this woman just because in her education, she's never really been challenged. It's all been affirmation and girl power and so on. And like female in-group preference means that the women aren't going to confront her. And because she's, I guess, appealing to some men aren't going to really. And it's just really, really sad, you know, that the mind is a muscle that strengthens through opposition. And withholding opposition from people turns them into porridge heads. And it's just, it's a real shame that the beautiful intellectual capacities of the species, which everyone possesses to some degree or another, is just not flexed and made strong through challenge and opposition. This is part of the entrepreneurial stuff, which is, as an entrepreneur, you have to, like, if you're trying to get funding or you're trying to, you know, both external or internal, everyone is going to say, okay, what could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong? Tell me all the ways in which this isn't going to work. Tell me your major threats. What are your competitors? What if the market share shrinks? How do you know it's going to grow? What are the demographics? Blah, 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 right? And just going through that grueling oppositional stuff is really, really important. All right. Somebody writes, you hear that women are delusional about their dating preferences all the time, but what about men? Find out what percentage of American women meet your requirements, age, weight, and craziness in this video. So there are websites for this. But yeah, it's just very important. How realistic, as a man and as a woman, how realistic are your preferences? Now, if it's like, well, only 1 in 1,000 women meet your standards, that's not the end of the world. In fact, that can be a very good thing, because then you are going to be relentless in making sure that you get to the right person as quickly as possible, right? I thought this was funny. Artificial intelligence will take over the world. AI. Results for salmon in a river. And I just thought this was pretty funny. Oh, yeah. This thief just kind of dropped his gun, took it out and dropped his gun and ran away. So there's that. This I thought was very funny as well. So this dad, I guess he uses computer imagery or something to recreate the pictures his little daughter does of horses, right? So she drew a horse like this, and then he made a horse like this. I think it's just, he long, as my daughter would say. She drew a duck like this, so he recreated, you know, the good level of detail and all of that, right? And I think thumb owl or penis owl is actually kind of funny, that she does the owl this way and then he makes the owl that way. Minecraft cat, half cat, half tiger, half construction crane. I don't know what this is, but I thought this was really, really funny. I think there was some more. Do I have that right? I think there was some more. Oh, yes, the cow. The cow that looks like somebody's trying to reach out, like he swallowed a guy who's trying to reach out with the udders. The baby baby penguin, which is like half penguin, half horse, half spider, all cute. The duckling, it's a little Chernobyl nuclear duckling, which I think is kind of cute. The bird, oh dear. I think the bird is great. It's really good. I think that was all he had, yeah. All right. So this is the... my daughter and deep water stuff. I guess a lot of people don't like the deep water stuff, which I kind of understand. Before paddleboarding in South America. Oh, yeah. Always, and this is my little life tip. Here's a little life tip for you. Always, 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 always check out the depth of the water before you jump in. I made that mistake once. It was not good. This guy is just amazing stuff. Look, he takes a walnut and he creates these little worlds in it. Beautiful. I mean, I'm glad these things exist in the world, but I think it's pretty tragic that this is where he's throwing all his creativity. But nonetheless, lovely, lovely stuff. This is wild. This stuff, like what? She goes to meet him, and then the tire just almost completely, right? This lucky stuff, right? This guy stole a phone from a woman, and I guess somebody saw it, and immediately, like Citizen Justice, right? DRO style. She immediately, he comes out. And he dropped his phone, right? But he goes and catches the guy, right? Like, it's kind of neat, right? I mean, it's a little bit of simping and all that, but nonetheless, it's kind of cool. I thought this one was great. Point of view, you were a little too honest with your therapist. You're tied to a bed at some institution. I don't know. I mean, it's dark humor, but I think we've all been there. I think we've all been there. Okay, last one. Really good, though. All right. So, yeah, check this guy. These guys light firework, and that's good because they go to a safe distance away over the snow, in behind a snowbank. Fantastic. Good safety practice. And then, unfortunately, that's exactly where it goes. So, all right, let me know what you think, if you find this interesting or useful. It's semi-philosophical, but it's just stuff that I quite enjoy. So take care. Let me know what you think below. Bye.